experts are back. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a first-time guest in the studio, Stephen Taylor, who is the owner of the Crestview Tack Shop in Mason. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. And Stephen, you're going to be playing a role at the Great Lakes Equine Classic as well. What exactly are you going to be doing there?
We actually set our store up in Birch Run. We bring a bunch of our products, horse clothing, people clothing, show clothing, to the expo, give people a chance to see what there is out there in the industry, whether it be for themselves, for their horse, that type of thing.
And I found it rather interesting that you actually are in Mason, you have a business there, but it's in a very unique place that nobody else might realize is there, and it probably gives a good reason why one might want to visit.
It is. Our store is actually located physically on the fairgrounds in Mason. We don't have a street in front of us where traffic flies by every day. A person with a horse knows exactly where we are.
Does the horse know where it is?
Some of them do.
Okay. Because if you get on a horse, just let them take you there, right?
Exactly. When it comes to treats, things like that, they can find the store pretty easily.
For sure.
But the store, we haven't always owned it there, but the store has been in that location for over 35 years. Okay. And has always catered to the equine customer, whether it be to being in the show ring, to being a trail rider, to getting a nice outfit to go out to the country bar for the night. It's something for everybody in that industry, yes.
Well, and that's one of the fun things about horseback riding is you get to wear cool, fun clothing that you don't get to wear at other times.
Absolutely.
So does the average person that goes out to the regular store and buys clothwear for themselves, is it obvious that they're getting it from there compared to the kind of clothes wear that you would wear? I mean, to the average person that's really into Western wear, do you have the authentic stuff? And is the stuff that's sold elsewhere not so authentic?
Absolutely. In so many different stores, you can find a pair of boots, or you can find a pair of jeans, or a hat. But when you walk into a tack shop, you're getting the real deal. Uh-huh. You're getting the real cowboy hat. You're getting the Wranglers and the Western shirts and just all of that stuff. And most people don't know, but Western fashion is one of the fastest growing fashion industries right now. So many people are wearing, cowboy boots who don't even own horses or pets, that wear them strictly for the look. And that's one thing that we're really going to focus on at the expo is the fashion show, where we're going to take everything from the person who wears Carhartt out at the barn to the person who wears the $2,000 outfit in the show ring with thousands of crystals all over it and boots and a hat and gloves and jewelry, so many different things. You'd be amazed at the amount of products that a person can buy to wear just to go out for the night.
Well, and I know that brands matter, because I've heard people say that if it's not a Resistol or if it's not Justin Boots, then I'm not wearing them. So bottom line is, I recognize that there are a lot of people that are very focused about what brands they're going to wear, because there is a big difference between what a real cowboy would wear and what someone who's just dressing like one wears.
Absolutely. When you go into a department store, they don't have brands like Ariat, like Justin, Nakona. I mean, these are major boot companies who have been making boots for years. When you go into a department store, you're buying somebody's take on a Western boot. When you really get into somebody who is a pro at it, to a company that's a pro at it, they've built the technology to say, you know what, this person's going to be out cleaning stalls all day, or this person is going to be riding all day. And they incorporate that technology into what you're doing, so that you're comfortable, that when you're out there with your horse all day, 2 hours later, you're not like, my feet hurt.
Exactly.
So talk to us a little bit about the fashion show that's going to be there. How does that work?
Well, what we've done is we brought in one of the biggest show clothes company in the country, and that's Hobby Horse Clothing out of Chino, California. And what we're going to do, we actually have the honor to premiere this line, which means that the people who come to Birch Run are going to see this line a month before it even gets published in catalogs, a month before they're even able to buy it. They're going to get first crack. We are going to have I think, 4 Michigan designers who do custom clothing that are going to be able to take somebody, measure them, and build whatever they can imagine to wear in the show ring, out in the world, you know. And then we're going to take some other classic lines like Ariat Boots, RJ Classics, which is a hunk clothing line. And we'll even have a store there who will be premiering Carhartt, which, you know, everybody has worn a Carhartt in the cold in Michigan at some point in time. So it just gives them the chance to see all these different looks that you would never see anywhere else. You wouldn't see it unless you came into my store or you went to a store, you know, north or south or east or west. It's stuff you never get to see.
And visually, what's the runway look like? what is the runway?
The runway, you know, this is our first year doing it, and we truthfully did it with very limited funds. And we're hoping that something like this, you know, with these major corporations coming in and allowing us to premiere their lines, to make this a bigger event, to make it, you know, not so much maybe New York where they're walking down the runway wearing some of these designs. You know, this is going to be more like
West Texas.
Absolutely.
Well, it's more authentic then. That's what you're saying.
It is.
More authentic.
It is. But I think the most important part to remember about the expo is that it's a Michigan expo promoted by a Michigan promoter encompassing some 70 to 75 Michigan equestrian businesses all under one roof, with clinicians, with speakers, with something for everybody. It doesn't, you know, maybe you just want to get your first pair of cowboy boots, and maybe you want to learn Chris Cox how to do the natural horsemanship. I mean, so many different options that you would never get anywhere else, and that's the beauty of the event.
Fantastic. I want to go.
Yeah, no, there's no question. It sounds like an interesting experience. And I'll ask you, Stephen, the same question I've asked everyone else. If someone is coming there for the first time and they're going to be there for the fashion show, what is the message that you want them to get more than anything else before they leave that day?
I think the most important message about the entire show, including the fashion show, is that there's so many things out there that you never think of until you get into an event like this. You know, whether it be learning about a new fashion type, whether it be learning about the different aspects of people who train horses. Horse people love to talk. If you're a person who's never been to an event like this, you walk through that door and within minutes, somebody is going to talk your ear off, or somebody is going to answer your questions, and somebody is going to have, you know, to be able to take that passion that you have for learning and give you that right back in their knowledge. And I say, even if you've never really been interested in a horse, come check it out. You never know what other animal that they're teaching you about horses can apply to. You know, if they're teaching you respect and love and honesty with your horse, who's to say that that can't transfer on into other pet ownership?
Right, right. And that's like a dog.
Really true.
For sure.
You know, I mean, every horse person in the world has a dog. You know, I mean, it's just, yeah. You know, so there's so much there to offer. And I say go in there with an open mind and learn something that you haven't learned before.
Yeah. Well, and there's no excuses because the Super Bowl is going to be over this weekend, so there's no football game to get in the way. There's no excuse. You just need to get up and go to the Great Lakes Equine Classic, which is going to be taking place February 10th through 12th at the Birch Run Expo Center. And Stephen Taylor, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. We've been speaking with Stephen Taylor, who is the owner of the Crestview Tack Shop, located out on the fairgrounds in Mason. And Rick, what a great show. I mean, I got to say, if you aren't interested in going to this show after this hour, I don't know what the heck else we could do.
Horses are becoming quickly, you know, that I'm starting to become passionate about horses. This is fun.
Well,
this is really fun.
Well, not everyone has the room for them, but frankly, more and more people are going to find the room for them because it's a wonderful passion for people to have. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and Rick Proust, my co-host in the studio, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll see you next weekend for the next Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And in the meantime, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.